Task 1. Read the instructions and the task carefully.
Speaker A.
These days, 3 billion texts a week are sent in the UK alone. But some observers claim that the joy of texting may be waning as instant messaging and social media like Facebook or Twitter take over. These media will probably have a tremendous impact on our way of communicating, just like texting did. It cannot be denied that it has influenced the way we write nowadays. Both grown-ups and kids obliterate conventional punctuation and replace properly spelled words with abbreviations. What's more, initials and emoticons are very often used. In my opinion, texting will have detrimental effects on the written language of future generations. Young people already have problems with presenting a coherent composition, and it can only get worse.
Speaker B. According to the latest research, we text one another more often than we actually speak. To make matters worse, a considerable proportion of the few remaining conversations that somehow do take place are conducted as if the people involved were texting. So our conversation skills have declined. For example, I've noticed lately that my teenage daughter is mainly talking to her friends via social networks, such as Facebook, rather than meeting them. What additionally surprised me was that she felt uneasy when getting texts from adults. She called these texts abrupt. That's because we don't litter texts with emoticons which tell the other person our feelings. When she showed me her messages, I stared at her smartphone screen feeling puzzled. I had no idea what some icons might mean. Speaker C.
The influence of technology on our lives is growing all the time. The majority of people are not aware that these days the mobile phone or social media like Facebook or Twitter have become shackles to us. When I was driving home the other day with my daughter, we saw a woman who stepped to cross the road texting all the time. Imagine she continued texting without looking, expecting vehicles to wait as she sauntered across the road. I believe we'll soon end up not being able to leave our homes without our mobile phones. We'll miss trains and buses or cancel what we've planned to do because retrieving our phone will be the priority. Even today, many people just can't imagine spending a holiday in a place without any signal or internet connection. I fear to think what the future may bring. Listen to the recording once again.
Speaker A.
These days, 3 billion texts a week are sent in the UK alone. But some observers claim that the joy of texting may be waning as instant messaging and social media like Facebook or Twitter take over. These media will probably have a tremendous impact on our way of communicating, just like texting did. It cannot be denied that it has influenced the way we write nowadays. Both grown-ups and kids obliterate conventional punctuation and replace properly spelled words with abbreviations. What's more, initials and emoticons are very often used. In my opinion, texting will have detrimental effects on the written language of future generations. Young people already have problems with presenting a coherent composition, and it can only get worse.
Speaker B. According to the latest research, we text one another more often than we actually speak. To make matters worse, a considerable proportion of the few remaining conversations that somehow do take place are conducted as if the people involved were texting. So our conversation skills have declined. For example, I've noticed lately that my teenage daughter is mainly talking to her friends via social networks, such as Facebook, rather than meeting them. What additionally surprised me was that she felt uneasy when getting texts from adults. She called these texts abrupt. That's because we don't litter texts with emoticons which tell the other person our feelings. When she showed me her messages, I stared at her smartphone screen feeling puzzled. I had no idea what some icons might mean. Speaker C.
The influence of technology on our lives is growing all the time. The majority of people are not aware that these days the mobile phone or social media like Facebook or Twitter have become shackles to us. When I was driving home the other day with my daughter, we saw a woman who stepped to cross the road texting all the time. Imagine she continued texting without looking, expecting vehicles to wait as she sauntered across the road. I believe we'll soon end up not being able to leave our homes without our mobile phones. We'll miss trains and buses or cancel what we've planned to do because retrieving our phone will be the priority. Even today, many people just can't imagine spending a holiday in a place without any signal or internet connection. I fear to think what the future may bring.